The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Fibber McGee and Molly, Fall House Cleaning, originally aired October 21st, 1941.
Fibber McGee and Molly. Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by Martha Tilton and the King's Men, and music by Billy Mills. The show opens with Sing a Song of Spring. And Molly will be here in just a moment. The saddest phrase to man or mouse is, "Come on, sweetheart, let's clean the house." And here at number 79, where life till now was smooth and fine, comes labor, tough and acrobatic, like hauling junk down from the attic. Wives wallow in it, men think it folly. Like these two, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Let's sit down a while and rest, Molly. Are you sweating as much as I am?
McGee.
Huh?
Horses sweat. Men perspire and ladies glow.
Okay, so I'm a horse. I'm a pack horse. I'm an overworked, sway-backed, mistreated beast of burden. Will you please lead me out to the kitchen and fill my trough full of root beer?
You can have a root beer later. I want to get all this stuff sorted and thrown away. Now, for instance, look at those books in the shelf there.
Yeah?
We've got to weed those out, too. Well,
which one shall we toss out?
Well, let's throw away the two on the ends and keep the one in the middle.
What is the one in the middle?
Franklin's autobiography.
Oh, I want to read that. That Franklin was a great auto. Come in.
Hello there, kids. What you doing?
Why, hello, Mr. Oldtimer. We're doing a bit of house cleaning. You want to help?
For how much?
2 bits an hour and feed your own Charlie horses.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says, t'other feller, says, who's this feller feudal that's been working with Fibber and Molly? Search me, says t'other feller. Where'd you hear about him? And this radio column, says the first feller. See here? It says, feudal attempts to be funny on Johnson's wax show. Nothing personal, kids. You know how I feel about you. So if you know how I really feel about you, you'll have to take leave more personal than ever. Oh, never was one. Oh, hey!
Now what?
Got a telegram for you.
Oh.
Here, Johnny, sign here.
Oh, thanks, old-timer. How much of a tip do you usually get?
How much you usually give?
Oh, nothing. McGee says when you accept a tip, it undermines your character.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a quarter and let her topple. Thanks, Johnny.
Well, who's the wire from, McGee?
I'll see. Hey, it's from my brother, Alexander.
Zan?
Yeah.
Why, you haven't heard from him in a long time.
No.
What's he say?
Says arrived okay in San Francisco. Tough trip, tired but happy.
What's he mean, tough trip?
Oh, he lost an election bet and had to push a peanut with his nose from New York to San Francisco. Yeah.
Heavenly days. Well, he still made pretty good time, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know. He bet against McKinley.
Well, let's get busy, McGee. The sooner we get to work, the sooner we'll get through.
Yes, and the sooner we didn't start this in the first place, the quicker I'd be much happier right now. If I'd ever realized what...
What you got there?
Never you mind.
Well, what you blushing about? What you reading?
Well, if you must know, it's some old love letters.
You mean you've been keeping them things?
Sure. Well,
you can't get me for a breach of promise now.
Here, smell them, McGee.
What do you mean, smell them? Did I write that bad?
Now, don't be silly. I've been keeping them in sachets.
Well, you can sachet right back up to the attic with them. I don't want them things laying around.
Well, I promise you, dearie, as soon as I read them through once more, they'll be burnt up.
And so will I.
Ah, this is a beautiful one. It says...
No, please, Molly, now, not out loud. Somebody might be listening.
Well, if they aren't, we'll hear from Racine. But listen, this says, my precious blue-eyed butterfly.
Oh, sure.
My precious blue-eyed butterfly, spread your lovely golden wings and fly away with me tonight to a movie.
I sure took that flight of fancy into a tailspin, didn't I?
You certainly did.
Well, maybe my letters weren't so hot, but I had to do something to beat that other guy's time.
You mean Otis Cadwallader?
Yeah. Otis X. Cadwallader.
What do you mean, X. Cadwallader?
You know what I mean. He knew you were crazy about Francis X. Bushman, so he put an X in his name, too.
Well, I think it was pretty devoted of him to change his name for me.
I done better than that. I changed your name for me. Well, anyway...
Oh, McGee. Listen to this
one. I won't listen.
All right. Heavenly days, this is sweet.
What's it say? I guess I kind of got a morbid curiosity about them. When a guy realizes what a drip he's been, it's too late to fix the faucet. That's an old saying I just made up.
Ah, this is beautiful. It says, I'll never forget the time I first touched your little hand. It was inside a bag of popcorn at the ball game.
That's disgusting. Mooning over touching a gal's greasy little mitt and a big bag of salty popcorn.
Wait till you hear some of the others.
I don't want to hear any more. Are we going to get this house cleaned out or aren't we?
Oh, there's no hurry, dearie. I'm having fun.
Well, I'm not. And if you persist in reading that tripe,
You're going to what?
I'm going to lock myself away somewhere so as I won't hear you.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I will.
Where?
Right in here. While I'm in here, I'll straighten out this closet.
The King's Men sing Little Brown Jug.
My wife and I live all alone in a little log hut we call our own. We're so happy, warm, and snug as long as we have our little brown jug. Ah-ha-ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ah-ha-ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? When I'm working on my farm, I carry little brown jug under my arm. I sit me down in the shade of a tree and I say, you fly, don't bother me. Ah-ha-ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ah-ha-ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Little brown jug goes to my head and makes my nose a rosy red. In the dark it shines so bright, I never get lost on the blackest night. Ah-ha-ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Just we two, me and you, having a great big spree. My wife and me are as happy as a bug. We get along fine with a little brown jug. I beat her, she beats me. We love each other tenderly. Oh, oh, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? In the winter time you warm my toes. Every time I tip you up, down it goes. Ah, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Oh, 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 can't you see? I love the little brown jug for me.
Hey, Molly, I'm thirsty. Can I have some root beer now?
Later, McGee, later. Take that last box of rubbish out and then start taking the slipcovers off the furniture.
I want some root beer. Here I've been busting my biceps hauling this junk around, and you've been sitting there reading my silly old love letters.
Well, they're not silly. They're beautiful. Listen, darling, when I hold you in my arms, even the nightingale hushes his song. To listen to the music in my heart.
Yeah.
The moon...
Hello, folks. How's everything?
Why, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow.
Well, what are you looking so grumpy about, pal?
Well, he's annoyed with me, Mr. Wilcox. Just because I found some of my old love letters in the attic and I've been reading them.
Well, Dad Rat, ain't that enough to be annoyed about? The stuff a guy writes in his flaming youth makes him sound like a clinker at my age.
Let me read him one, dearie. Mr. Wilcox will judge for himself.
No. Don't be a pest with my past. Don't listen, Wilcox.
Oh, I want to hear this, Fibber. I was young once myself, you know.
Oh, yeah? You can't kid me. You were born in Racine, Wisconsin at the age of 25. With a derby hat, and your nurse used three-cornered order blanks for dye.
McGee!
Okay, they got it anyway.
That's enough of that now.
Okay, go ahead, Molly. Read my love letters to Wilcox. Break his heart, if any. What matters if I, poor fool, little knew that my innermost thoughts, my most sacred feelings, would be torn asunder for the laughter of the mob. What if I...
Oh, pipe down, Pagliacci. Your makeup is running. Go ahead, Molly. Let me hear one of the great lover's little outbursts of passion.
Well, here, I'll pick one out at random, Mr. Wilcox. The ink's a little faded, but I think I can make it out.
Yeah, when I write a letter, I make sure the ink stays.
Well, you do anything in ink.
McGee. Are you ready, Mr. Wilcox?
Go ahead. Quote the stupid to me, Cupid.
Well, this one says, Dear Moonbeam.
Moonbeam?
Yes. Dear Moonbeam, I could not sleep last night for thinking of your sweet face.
I didn't like that stuff.
I got out of bed and dressed and walked over to your house and stood under your window thinking of you lying there asleep with your lovely hair forming a Niagara of gold on your silken pillow. Suddenly I burst into song like a troubadour of old, serenading his loved one. Then your window opened softly, and I got a pitcher of water on my head. Why didn't you tell me you had changed rooms with your old man, sweetheart?
Be quiet, Fibber. What are you crabbing about? That stuff about the Niagara of gold was pretty snappy.
Well, I don't care if it was... Huh? You think it was, huh?
Certainly.
Oh.
Certainly it was. And, baby, I know love letters when I hear them, too.
Really?
Why, sure. I get love letters all the time.
Subtle, ain't he, folks? The Army deferred him when they heard the flat-footed way he gets into these things.